Hello. This is Carol McPherson from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. If you're a fan of opera, you might want to check out La Boheme, performed by the North Carolina Opera. This will play at Memorial Auditorium in the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. This is located at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. Phone number 919-996-8700. This opera is described as Puccini's ravishing heartbreaker, the inspiration for Broadway's Rent, opens on a snowy Christmas Eve in 1830s Paris. A garret of artists starving in Bohemian poverty set out to blow their rent money on one splendid night in the Latin Quarter, swirling through unforgettable locales such as the Café Momus, which vividly springs to life in this production. The poet Rodolfo's chance encounter with the seamstress Mimi, who harbors a terrible secret, sparks a passionate and timeless story about young lovers hurled together by fortune and driven apart by jealousy. This opera will play on January 24th at 8 p.m. and January 26th at 3 p.m. Ticket prices range from $27 to $85. Again, the phone number is 919-996-8700. At the Raleigh Little Theater on 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh, there will be the musical entitled Caroline or Change. Book and lyrics by Tony Kushner, music by Janine Tesori. This Tony-nominated musical centers on Caroline Thibodeau, a divorced African-American maid, and Noah Gelman, the 8-year-old son of the Jewish family for whom she works. Set in 1963 Louisiana, against the backdrop of the Civil Rights Movement, Kennedy's assassination, and the Vietnam War, blues, gospel, and traditional Jewish melodies blend together to create a breathtaking medium for Kushner's provocative and personal story of political change, social change, and pocket change. This play is running from February 14th through March 2nd, 2014. Tickets are $22, seniors and students $18, seniors are people 62 years and older, and on the first Sunday, $12 for every ticket. Again, this is at the Raleigh Little Theater, phone number 919-821-4579. Moving on to the Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, on January 31st, 2014, there will be a show entitled Pixies, with special guest The Cults. The Pixies are alternative rock's hottest ticket. Fortified with 8 instantly sold-out U.S. club shows, a sold-out U.K. European tour, and critical and fan acclaim for the live shows and 5 brand-new songs, Pixies announced that a 33-city, coast-to-coast North American leg has been added to its 2013-2014 world tour and will stop at DPAC on Friday, January 31st, 2014. The Pixies, Black Francis on guitars and vocals, Joey Santiago, guitars, drummer David Lovering, and touring bassist Paz LeShanton are on the road in support of the band's first collection of new music in more than 20 years that began with the surprise release of the single Bag Boy on June 28th. That was followed by the 4-track EP1 that came out of the blue on September 3rd. Andro Queen, the melancholy, surrealistic sci-fi ballad that opens EP1, is the project's brand new music video, and it's now available at www.pixiesmusic.com. All of the Pixies' dates on this tour will feature a brand new stage set and production, and will give the band an opportunity to not only debut brand new Pixie songs, but to offer the most wide-ranging concert set lists of Pixies music in the band's career. Kids at DPAC. All guests require a ticket regardless of age. Children under the age of 5 are not allowed at most DPAC performances, including Broadway, concerts, and comedy shows. Children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. Tickets are $45 to $55, and you can call the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2780. This is Pixies performing on January 31st, 2014 at the Durham Performing Arts Center, 123 Vivian Street in Durham. Also at the Durham Performing Arts Center on February 8th, 2014, the musical group Government Mule. This is an evening of mind-blowing music with authentic rock torchbearers. Government Mule have announced a series of winter tour dates in support of their new album, Shout. Government Mule formed in 1994 by singer-songwriter and guitarist Warren Haynes and bassist Alan Woody of the Allman Brothers Band. Few bands have a reputation for making music as consistently honest, organic, and daring as Government Mule. They're the rare rock and roll group with an improvisational heartbeat, which allows all four musicians to expand on the song's themes in non-formulaic ways. That quality distinguishes the finest jazz, blues, and rock recordings of the 50s and 60s, but is largely absent in modern music. Blue Note Records president Don Was sums up Government Mule's place in contemporary music. The Mule holds a unique and lofty birth. They have roots that run real deep, drawing from the entire history of rock and roll, going all the way back to Robert Johnson and the Delta. According to the Blue Note Manifesto, written by our founder, Alfred Lion, back in 1939, our label is dedicated to the recording of authentic music. I don't know how much more authentic you can be than Government Mule. It's an honor to release their records on the Blue Note label. On this new album, they've elevated their songwriting, playing, and production values to a whole new plateau. It's going to blow people's minds. Add the word again, because Government Mule have been blowing minds since their eponymous 1994 debut. That album found the band boldly transfusing new blood into old-school psychedelic blues rock at a time when the genre was largely ignored. Government Mule's stylistic grasp has grown inexhaustibly since. Fighting the trend in a declining music industry, the band's fan base, too, has steadily expanded over the course of 15 studio and live releases and thousands of performances. At first in small clubs and theaters, then at halls and major international festivals. Ticket prices range from $29.50 to $55. Again, this is Government Mule performing at DPAC on February 8, 2014. For tickets, call 919-680-2787. Coming up in Chapel Hill, at the Paul Green Theater in the Playmakers Repertory Company, is the play Cafe Society. Divorced lovers land in adjacent honeymoon suites on a glorious evening on the Riviera, igniting a timeless battle of the sexes. A comic masterpiece and the epitome of glamour and whip-smart wit. Sophisticated, urbane, and as hilariously catty as they come. You can also upgrade to a theater experience entitled Cafe Society Private Lives. Imagine yourself at one of the legendary nightclubs Coward and his crowd made famous. Cocktail shakers rattle in rhythm, champagne corks pop, the music begins, and you're there. For just $20, in addition to the price of a Section A show ticket, you'll become one of the beautiful people. Sean Daniels, director of Private Lives, calls it a chance to party 1930s style without the pesky depression looming. Please note that each table seats 2 and space is limited. Your Cafe Society ticket includes exclusive floor seating at cafe tables surrounding the stage right next to the action. Before the show, a mocktail devised just for Private Lives, brought to you in period 1930s barware, along with a mushroom crostini and gazpacho shooter. At intermission, you'll be served delicious premium coffee with a mini dessert sampler. Cafe Society runs from January 22, 2014 through February 9, 2014. The curtain times, Tuesdays through Saturdays, 7:30 p.m., Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock p.m., the Saturday matinee on February 1st at 2 o'clock p.m. Tickets are on sale starting at $15. The box office phone number is 919-962-7529. Playmakers is housed in the Center for Dramatic Art on the UNC Chapel Hill campus. They are located on Country Club Road, approximately one block north of the Raleigh Road and Country Club Road intersection. The box office is located on the first floor of the Center for Dramatic Art in the Paul Green Theater lobby. Phone number again, 919-962-7529. On January 24th and 25th, the Good Nights Comedy Club in Raleigh at 861 West Morgan Street will be featuring comedian Mike Kaplan. Mike Kaplan is a comedian named Mike Kaplan. Mike is spelled M-Y-Q. Mike made his network television debut on The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien and has since gone on to appear on Late Show with David Letterman, Conan, The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, and in his own half-hour Comedy Central Presents Mike Kaplan special. He was a top five specialist on the most recent season of Last Comic Standing 2010 and ended his tour this summer. He has also appeared on Comedy Central's Live at Gotham, at the New Faces show of the 2009 Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal, and was voted 2008's Best Local Comedian in the Boston Phoenix, and he won the New York's Funniest Stand-Up Competition in 2009. Mike enjoys long walks away from the beach, eating peanut butter, and other people enjoying themselves. Mike will be performing on Friday, January 24th at 7:30 p.m. and again at 10 p.m., and on Saturday, January 25th at 7:30 p.m. and again at 10 p.m. Ticket prices are $20. Again, this is at the Good Nights Comedy Club, 861 West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Phone number 919-828-5233. All tickets may be picked up at the box office prior to the show. We offer a full menu at the restaurant, The Factory, and a limited menu in our showroom, Good Nights. For non-special events only, we award reserved seats, normally a $6 surcharge, to the first 30 ticketed patrons that dine with us in our restaurant. You must make a reservation at The Factory and arrive in time in order to receive the upgrade to your seats. Only the first 30 people who make a reservation are guaranteed the upgrade. All other reservations will be upgraded if availability permits. Performing at the Good Nights Comedy Club on January 30th and February 1st is comedian John Heffron. John Heffron burst onto the comedic scene during the prime of his college heyday. Although he graduated in his home state of Michigan, Heffron's priorities became clear when he began to skip class to perform live stand-up. His first gig was on the University of Michigan's campus at the Main Street Comedy Showcase. Since then, his comedy has evolved in a unique and creative fashion as he has grown from a fun-loving college student to a bewildered husband. John's attraction to excitement and his personal vow to never perform physical labor have both inspired and motivated his successful career. The endless list of credits that comprise his impressive resume highlight his many significant accomplishments. Having won the second season of NBC's Last Comic Standing, Heffron's popularity grew tremendously. John's amusing and extensive material has earned him 2 half-hour specials and a 1-hour special on the hit stand-up comedy Central Presents. John's first live stand-up CD, Kid with a Cape, debuted over 10 years ago. As a result of his constant touring, his routine has developed and grown, and 2 more successful recordings, Good Kid, Bad Adult, and The Better Half, have been released. Many public and private corporations often call upon John for their company parties, fundraisers, and conferences. Any stand-up patron can relate to this comedian's diverse material that ranges from bar-hopping adventures in his 20s to married life in his 30s. John Heffron's youthful personality and cynical wisdom result in a witty combination that nobody can resist. He has managed to accomplish what most stand-up comedians can only dream of. Performance times are January 30th at 8 p.m., Friday, January 31st at 7:30 p.m., Friday, January 31st at 10 p.m., and Saturday, February 1st at 7:30 p.m. Ticket prices are $18. Phone number for the Good Nights Comedy Club is 919-828-5233. Flyleaf Books in Chapel Hill has announced 2 new author readings. One is February 1st, 2014 at 11 a.m. The author is Wendy Webb. Wendy Webb reads from her new thriller, The Vanishing. Recently widowed and rendered penniless by her Ponzi-scheming husband, Julia Bishop is eager to start anew. So when a stranger appears on her doorstep with a job offer, she finds herself accepting the mysterious yet unique position. Caretaker to his mother, Amira Sinclair, the famous and rather eccentric horror novelist whom Julia has always admired, and who the world believes is dead. When she arrives at the Sinclairs' enormous estate on Lake Superior, Julia begins to suspect that there may be sinister undercurrents to her too-good-to-be-true position. As Julia delves into the reasons of why Amaris chose to abandon her successful writing career and withdraw from the public eye, her search leads to unsettling connections to her own family tree, making her wonder why she really was invited to Havenwood in the first place and what monstrous secrets are still held prisoner within its walls. Wendy Webb's first novel, The Tale of Halcyon Crane, was the 2011 winner of the Minnesota Book Award for Genre Fiction and an Indie Next pick from the American Booksellers Association. Wendy is the editor of Duluth Superior Magazine, celebrating the area she features in her gothic thrillers. She lives in Minnesota with her husband and her beloved Alaskan Malamutes. Wendy will be reading on February 1st at 11 a.m. This is at the Flyleaf Bookstore in Chapel Hill at 752 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. For information, you can call Flyleaf Books at 919-942-7373. Another author coming to Flyleaf is Wiley Cash. Wiley will be there on February 4, 2014 at 7 p.m. Wiley Cash discusses his new novel, This Dark Road to Mercy. Proceeds from this book talk benefits the Orange County Literacy Council. Hailed as mesmerizing, New York Times Book Review, and As if Cormac McCarthy decided to rewrite Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird, Richmond Times-Dispatch, A Land More Kind Than Home made Wiley Cash an instant literary sensation. His resonant new novel, The Dark Road to Mercy, is a tale of love and atonement, blood and vengeance, a story that involves two young sisters, a wayward father, and an enemy determined to see him pay for his sins. When their mother dies unexpectedly, 12-year-old Easter Quilby and her 6-year-old sister Ruby are shuffled into the foster care system in Gastonia, North Carolina, a little town not far from the Appalachian Mountains. But just as they settle into their new life, their errant father Wade, an ex-minor league baseball player whom they haven't seen in years, suddenly reappears and steals them away in the middle of the night. Brady Weller, the girl's court-appointed guardian, begins looking for Wade and quickly turns up unsettling information linking him to a multi-million dollar robbery. But Brady isn't the only one hunting him. Also on the trail is Robert Pruitt, a mercurial man nursing a years-old vendetta, a man determined to find Wade and claim what he believes he is owed. The combination of Cash's evocative and intimate Southern voice and those of the alternating narrators, Easter, Brady, and Pruitt, brings this soulful story vividly to life. At once captivating and heartbreaking, this Dark Road to Mercy is a testament to the unbreakable bonds of family and the primal desire to outrun a past that refuses to let go. Again, this book reading takes place at Flyleaf Books in Chapel Hill on February 4th, 2014, at 7 p.m. For more information, you can call Flyleaf Books at 919-942-7373. We have some music events coming up at the Motorco Theater in Durham on January 13th. That's Thursday night at 9 p.m. The musical group Lowland Hum. Daniel and Lauren Goins are Lowland Hum, a husband and wife folk duo from North Carolina. Part songwriter, part artist, the duo has crafted a multi-sensory performance experience that provides a fertile space to be present to their art and to a community of friends and fellow listeners. In a day when interruptions, distractions, and fragmentation are pervasive, Lowland Hum aims to address listening audiences as whole people, engaging their senses of sight, sound, smell, and touch, and inviting them to be present with one another for an evening. In order to accommodate the different ways people process information, the duo incorporates visual elements that frame the performance area, hand-bound lyric books, and essential oil burners. The atmosphere created by these elements, in combination with the musical performance, draws the audience into the present for a shared experience of beauty. While they find themselves on stages of all kinds, house concerts provide an ideal setting because there is a sense of intimacy and community built into the spaces where people live. By adding their particular brand of hospitality, hosts of these events collaborate with Lowland Hum to share this unique experience with their community. Also playing on the same night, on January 23rd, Look Homeward. Look Homeward is a family affair. Lee Anderson began playing songs of the rich North Carolina folk tradition while living in a cabin in Fosco, North Carolina. When he transferred to UNC Chapel Hill to study religion, his brother Will picked up a banjo, and the two found themselves performing at two main locations, bars and churches. Soon they learned that Will's lovely wife, Lauren, was a more talented singer than any of them, and she joined the band as well. The Hunger and the Ghost EP is a long time coming, and Look Homeward's debut release. These are songs about longing, love, God, mystery, death, and the American South. We hope they help keep your feet moving along the journey. This performance on Thursday, January 23rd at the Motorco Music Hall in Durham, 723 Rigsby Avenue, phone number 919-01-0875. Ticket prices are $5. The next night at the Motorco Theater, Friday, January 24th, are two performers, Django Haskins and Gary Loris. Django Haskins, described variously as an intersection of Randy Newman's gruff flamboyance, Nick Cave's gothic elan, and Leonard Cohen's pithy wisdom, and a pop stylist with a quick lyrical wit and a card shark's finesse in delivering a hook, Durham, North Carolina-based songwriter and author Django Haskins makes mongrel American music. Django has recorded 9 albums of his songs and has had his music featured in many indie and major films and TV. His music has received rave reviews in Pitchfork, Billboard, CMJ, and his mother's letters. But it's in the live shows where the music really comes alive, thanks to good old-fashioned showmanship and grit. Django tours both solo and with his band, The Old Ceremony. For Gary Loris, over the last 3 decades, singer, songwriter, and guitarist Gary Loris has built a deeply compelling body of music whose artistry and integrity has won the loyalty of an international audience and the respect of both critics and his peers. Best known for his seminal work with the Jayhawks, Loris is one of the most acclaimed and popular musicians to come out of Minnesota during the rock era. And given Minnesota's rich musical history, that's an honor of the highest order. Ticket prices are $8 and $11. And again, this performance is at the Motorco Theater in Durham, 723 Rigsby, phone number 919-901-0875. Showtime, 9 p.m. At the NCSU Theater, Friday and Saturday, January 24th and 25th, there will be a play entitled Cinderbox 2.0. This is put on by Lucky Plush Productions. The NCSU Theater is in Jones Auditorium on Meredith College, 3800 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. Ticket prices are $28 for the public, $23 for North Carolina State and Meredith faculty and staff. North Carolina State and Meredith students are free. For tickets, you may call 919-515-1100. This performance is presented in partnership with Meredith College Dance. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Carol McPherson, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service.